Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
Isn't that a beautiful tune? That is Hope Valley by the Scottish fiddle player Donald Grant. He's a remarkable player. He crosses over from classical music, where he plays often with his Elias Quartet, and also with the Scottish Ensemble. But also he has a traditional music passion, which inflects and informs much of his own composition as well. So that was his own tune, The Hope Valley, probably one of the pieces he'll play, when I imagine, when he plays in Sheffield at the Crucible Playhouse on Tuesday, the 20th of May. Donald Grant and Friends, the show is called The Night Overtook Us, and I would seriously recommend going to see Donald Grant if you can get along there on Tuesday. It's high time I played Amethyst Kia again. This is from her most recent album from the end of 2024 called Still and Bright. This is Let's See Ourselves Out.
Sometimes I wonder if we're just a mistake. Millions of primates who can't seem to find the way. So many matrices we create to escape. Sometimes I wonder if we're just a mistake. If we're just a mistake. Thank you.
young fiddle player at the height of his powers. That was Kevin Burke in the 1970s with the Dinny Delaney set from the wonderful record If the Cap Fits. What a brilliant album. What a brilliant fiddle player. Now, one of my very favourite songs from Kate Nana McGarrigle. This is Heart Like a Wheel.
Do the star crown, and it gets scooped by the heat.
What a classic. That's Mouth Music from 1990. And there's a Sheffield connection with that band. The producer and longest-term member of the band, Martin Swan, was born in Sheffield of Scottish descent. And he was an Edinburgh-based composer, engineer and multi-instrumentalist who combined there with Talitha McKenzie, who was born in New York, to make Mouth Music. I remember that album very vividly, and I thought it was very impactful at the time that it came out. Martin Bennett was one of the past members of that band as well, the brilliant Martin Bennett. And James McIntosh, the drummer, who you might know from Sugar Nifty and many, many other projects as well. Wonderful, that was Mouth Music. We'll stay in Scotland now for the very talented Laura Jane Wilkie, who until quite recently has been a member of the Canaris Quintet. She's decided to leave that band now and go on with, presumably, with her solo career. They've got one more tour with Laura in the band, Canaris Quintet. Do catch them while she's still in the band. But from her absolutely beautiful solo record, which is called Vent, let's hear Try. This is Laura Jane Wilkie.
a bonnie ship in the North Country. The name that she went under was the Golden Vanity. She fears she will be taken by the Turkish privateer as she sails along the lowlands low. As she sails along the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, as she sails along the lowlands low. Now the first that come on deck was the little cabin boy. Says, "Captain, what'll you give to me if I do then destroy? I'll give you gold and silver, a daughter for your bride, if you'll sink him in the lowlands low. If you'll sink him in the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, if you'll sink him in the lowlands low." So the captain held the key light and overboard he goes. He swam till he came to the Turkish privateer. He's let the water in and he's dazzled out to lights. And he sank him in the lowlands low. And he sank him in the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, he sank him in the lowlands low. Back to the ship, so quickly he swam. "Captain, captain, pick me up, my work I've bravely done. Captain, pick me up, for I'm sinking in the sea. I'm sinking in the lowlands low, and I'm sinking in the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, I'm sinking in the lowlands low. Pick you up, pick you up," the captain said he. "Oh no, you foolish youngster, that can never be, for I'm going to send you after the Turkish ivory. I'll sink you in the lowlands low, and I'll sink you in the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, I'll sink you in the lowlands low." So he swam around the ship all to the starboard side. "Shipmates, pick me up, for I'm sinking in the tide. Shipmates, pick me up, for I'm sinking in the sea. I'm sinking in the lowlands low, and I'm sinking in the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, I'm sinking in the lowlands low." So his shipmates picked him up, and on the deck he died. They sewed him in his hammock, which was both long and wide. They sewed him in his hammock, and they threw him over the side. They sank him in the lowlands low, and they sank him in the lowlands low. In the lowlands, in the lowlands, they sank him in the lowlands low.
The very wonderful Brian Peters from his album Songs of Trial and Triumph, which is an album of child ballads. I remember clearly when he recorded that because Nancy Kerr is on the album, and I remember dropping her off at Brian's in Glossop to make the record. Brian has a comprehensive set of child ballads and researches them continually and is very active in the academic side of ballad research, and as such, somebody we've spoken to before on the Friday's Child segment. So we should probably do that in a moment. Before I do, let me just tell you that Brian is doing a private house concert in Sheffield on June the 8th, and it sounds excellent. The suggested donation for this concert is £15, and that includes a glass of wine, and it's happening at a lovely house in Broomhill. And you can get an invitation by emailing Julia Wyatt. Her email address is jhickmanwyatt@gmail.com. That's jhickmanwyatt@gmail.com. And she will be hosting in her own music room a concert by Brian Peters. So get along. It's June the 8th. Just email that email address and say that you're interested, and she'll reserve you a place and you can donate and you'll get a glass of wine and a concert from Brian Peters. It's time for this week's Child Ballad. So without further ado, here's the Friday's Child jingle.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
That's right. We're continuing to plough on through the Child Ballads, and we're up to Child Ballad 168, which is called Flodden Field and tells the story of the Battle of Flodden Field. Now, what do you need to know about this ballad? It tells the story of Scotland's James IV declaring war on England. Queen Margaret, who's the sister of Henry VIII, who was absent at the time, hence James IV's attempt to invade, tries to dissuade James IV from doing it, and Lord Howard backs the Queen, but James is enraged and he vows to punish them when he returns, but he never returns. The Scots lose 12,000 men at the Battle of Flodden Field, and James is slain. The version I'm going to play you comes from the very first album by Strawhead, who went on to become very well known indeed. But their first album was in 1977, it was called Farewell Musket, Pipe and Drum. And I'm going to play you their setting of Flodden Field now.
King Jamie, he hath made a vow, and keep it well if he may, that he will be in merry London upon St. James's Day. Upon St. James's Day at noon in London will I be, and all the lords in merry Scotland there shall dine with me. And up then spake Queen Margaret, and the tears fell from her eye. Leave off these wars, most noble king, and keep your fidelity. For the water runs swift and wondrous deep, from the bottom and to the brim. And me brother Henry has been good enough. England is hard to win. Away! Away with this silly fool in prison, must let her lie, for she has come of the English blood. For these words she shall die. And up then spake Lord Thomas Howard, the Queen's chamberlain that day, if you put Queen Margaret to death, Scotland shall rue it always. In a rage King James did say, away this foolish mole, he shall be hanged, the other be burned, as soon as I come home at Flodden Field. The Scots came in, which made our Englishmen vain, and at Branston Green this battle was seen, and there was Jamie slain. Well, presently the Scots did fly, their cannons they left behind, their ensigns gay were won all the way for our soldiers. Beat them blind to tell you plain, 12,000 were slain, better the fight did stand, and many prisoners took that day, the best in all Scotland. This day left many a fatherless child, and many a widow poor, and many a Scottish gay lady sat weeping in her bower. Jack with a feather was that all in leather, his boasting was all in vain. Well, he had such a chance with a new Morris dance, and he never came home again. Jamie, he has made a vow, James's Day.
I love that track. I've played it before on the program, but it's been a few months. That's from the new Dreamers Circus record. The track is called The Daydreamer, and the album is called Hand It On, and I highly, highly recommend it. Right then, I think we should have a traditional ballad sung by a traditional singer. And this singer is one of my very favourite interpreters of ballads, and according to something I've just read by the aforementioned Brian Peters, in fact, on a ballad discussion forum, Frankie Armstrong probably had quite a bit to do with putting this version of Lady Diamond together. Listen to this for what may well be the definitive recording of Lady Diamond.
There was a king, a glorious king, a king of noble fame. And he had daughters, only one, Lady Diamond was her name. He had a boy, a kitchen boy, a boy of muckle scorn. She loved him long, she loved him aye, till the grass o'ergrew the corn. When 20 weeks were gone and past, oh, she began to greet, for her petticoats grew short before, and her stays they wouldn't meet. It fell upon a winter's night, the king could get no rest. He came unto his daughter dear, just like a wandering ghost. He came unto her bedchamber, pulled back the curtains long. What aileth thee, my daughter dear? I fear you have gotten wrong. Oh, if I have, despise me not, for he is all my joy. I will forsake both dukes and earls and marry your kitchen boy. I'll bring to me my merry men all, by 30 and by 3. Oh, bring to me my kitchen boy, we'll murder him secretly. There was not a sound into the hall, and ne'er a word was said, until they got him safe and sure between two feather beds. Cut the heart from out of his breast, put it in a cup of gold, and present it to his diamond dear, for she is both stout and bold. So they cut the heart from out of his breast, put it in a cup of gold, and presented it to his diamond dear, for she was both stout and bold. Oh, come to me, my hinny, my heart, oh, come to me, my joy. Oh, come to me, my hinny, my heart, my father's kitchen boy. She took the cup from out of their hands and set it at her bedhead. She's washed it with tears that fell from her eyes, and next morning she was dead. Oh, where were you, my merry men all, when I gave meat and wage, that you didn't stay my cruel hand when I was in a rage? For gone is all my heart's delight, oh, gone is all my joy. For my dear diamond, she is dead, likewise my kitchen boy.
Some bring the news. Sermon on the Mountain and some bring the news in a blueprint or a bulletin. But I like those who come with the passion of a vision, like a child with a gift, like a friend with a question. William Morris was one, in a story, in a song, in the patterns that he wove, in the colours that he loved, in the hope that he gave, he brought the news from nowhere. In my mind's eye I can see him still standing with his grey beard waving like the foam of the sea, with his shaggy hair shaking and his clear eyes shining as he tells all who listen how different life could be. He rages at the wealthy with their mutilated vision, making money the measure for everything they do, and the ugliness that kills, and the lies that are broken on the wheels that turn for the profits of the few. Some bring the news in a sermon on the mountain, and some bring the news in a blueprint or a bulletin. But I like those who come with the passion of a vision, like a child with a gift, like a friend with a question. William Morris was one, in a story, in a song, in the patterns that he wove, in the colours that he loved, in the hope that he gave, he brought the news from nowhere. He turned from his class and he made the lonely journey through the river of fire. And when he reached the other side, he joined the ones who had nothing, the poor and the hungry, and their cause was his till the day that he died.
For he saw that in them a spark lay hidden, and he saw that in them a hope still burned for the great change coming, when the shoddy rule of mammon would be shattered like a hulk that the storm has overturned.
And some bring the news in a sermon on the mountain, and some bring the news in a blueprint or a bulletin. But I like those who come with the passion of a vision, like a child with a gift, like a friend with a question. William Morris was one, in a story, in a song, in the patterns that he wove, in the colours that he loved, in the hope that he gave, he brought the news from nowhere.
When our desires are freed, he said, there'll be no schools or prisons, no parliaments or leaders to coerce us with their laws.
No property, no money to raise false divisions, and there can be an end to the endlessness of wars.
And work will be a sharing, and work will be a pleasure, when the things we make are born out of beauty and of need. In a world made whole, he said, we all can be creators, not winners and losers in a game of grab and greed. And some bring the news in a sermon on the mountain, and some bring the news in a blueprint or a bulletin. But I like those who come with the passion of a vision, like a child with a gift, like a friend with a question. William Morris was one, in a story, in a song, in the patterns that he wove, in the colours that he loved, in the hope that he gave, he brought the news from nowhere. He took delight and he looked with eyes of wonder at the skin and the body and the beauty of the earth.
We must cherish the fields and the woods and the rivers,
for if we defile our home, he said, what then will life be worth? And
Some there were who said he was just another dreamer, but his dream danced on, though the years turned to stone, and his dream shimmers still like the sunlight in winter, for a dream is the door to a world unknown. So honour to the man, and honour to the dreamer, and to all the men and women the history books ignore, who would not turn aside for the prize and the clamour, but held to the hope in the vision that they saw. And some bring the news in the sermon on the mountain, and some bring the news in the blueprint or a bulletin, but I like those who come with the passion of a vision, like a child with a gift, like a friend with a question. William Morris was one, in a story, in a song, in the patterns that he wove, in the colours that he loved, in the hope that he gave, he brought the news from nowhere, from nowhere, from nowhere.
The beautiful song by Leon Russellson, Bringing the News from Nowhere, about William Morris, featuring the voice of Roy Bailey, and then joined by Leon himself, and, of course, Frankie Armstrong. So two in a row, really, from Frankie, because before that you heard her singing her wonderful version of the ballad Lady Diamond. I just really love, I must say, one of the things that Sam Hindley and I love about doing this folk program on Sheffield Live is that we have absolutely no constraints, really, on how long tracks are that we can play. And as such, we often play ballads, and we quite often play tracks like Bringing the News from Nowhere that wouldn't necessarily be able to be played on a show that was watching the clock. Having said that, I've only got time for a couple more today. Thank you so much for your company. I hope you enjoyed the feature on I'm With Her and their wonderful new record in the first half. Sam Hindley will be back next week, of course, with me to broadcast more. And I hope he likes the new feature that we invented while he was away called Fiddler's Green. Thank you for all your suggestions for songs that sound traditional, even though they were written quite contemporarily. And we'll be back with one of those in next week, as well as a child ballad as well. But we've got time for a few more songs. In the meantime, do let us know what you thought of today's program. We do appreciate your feedback. You can tell us all your thoughts on Facebook. Just go to Thank Goodness It's Folk and you'll find us there. Fabulous dance band, Anglo-French dance band Topette, are on a summer tour in the end of May and June, and they're coming to Sheffield. They'll be at Crooks Social Club on the 4th of June for one of their big Kaylee/gigs. You can dance, you can sit and listen, and it's always a great time. You can also see them in London on the 29th of May, Northamptonshire on the 30th. Their Bal weekend, the 6th and 7th of June, and they'll finish at the Jam Jar in Bristol on the 8th. Thanks to Barnes Stradling for letting me know. Let's hear Win Stanley's and Les Trois Canards from one of their brilliant albums. This is from Bourdon. And yeah, make sure you see Topette on this summer tour. top out there being wonderful and exuberant, go and see them in Sheffield. Speaking of Crooks Social Club, there's a gig you must come to if you can. It's on the 30th of May, Friday the 30th of May at Crooks Social Club, and it's curated by Richard Arrowsmith from Melrose Quartet. Is the second annual S6 Food Bank Folk Fundraiser, thanks to Harry Welburn, our colleague on Sheffield Live Radio, for his hard work in keeping raising money for the very vital work that S6 Food Bank do across Sheffield City. Now, this year's concert looks fantastic and has been curated, as I said, by Richard, and includes Gina Lafoe, Darius the Mead, Sawol, which is a new supergroup made up of Fee Fraser, Rosie Butler Hall, Sarah Matthews, Jess Arrowsmith and Nancy Kerr. Five women, five fiddle singers. Don't miss them. Sarah Matthews and Doug Yunson will also be on in that concert, and finishing with Melrose Quartet. It all happens at Crooks Social Club. Doors at 7, music starts at 8 p.m. You can get tickets through We Got Tickets. Just look for the second S6 Food Bank Folk Fundraiser. I want to finish the show today with a very special track from the Irish singer-songwriter Declan O'Rourke. It's 20 years since he released his debut album, which is called Since Kaya Bram. And one of the best songs on it and most loved songs on it is this one, Galileo. It's been recently re-released and covered by Paul Weller. And I was listening to that with the intention to play it and then realised that I much preferred Declan O'Rourke himself singing the original. So thank you to Declan O'Rourke for this beautiful song. This is Galileo, and I'll see you next week here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk with Sam Hindley. Look after yourselves, take care of one another, and we'll see you for more music and more fun next week.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heavens, who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying gaze, he looked up high and often sighed and sometimes cried. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Who dreamt up someone so divine? Someone like you and made them mine. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then. But just remember the alternatives, for I remember when I was lonely and unhappy, and my lips were cold as ice. But you kissed me, and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh and thank the guy who puts the rainbow in the sky, who lights the stars at night, who dreamt up someone so divine. Someone like you and made them mine. someone like you and make them mine.